This episode is brought to you by 3Chi. 3Chi, it rhymes, is the industry leader in Delta 8 THC products. Delta 8 is a federally legal version of THC and is a more functional alternative to marijuana. It gives you an amazing buzz and great body feel, but with a clearer head and less anxiety and paranoia. Go to 3chi.com, the number 3chi.com, to shop for Delta 8 edibles like cookies and gummies, or to shop for vapes, tinctures, and oils that can be used to make your own homemade edibles. Use code GUNS21, G-U-N-S-21, at checkout and receive 5% off your order. Must be 21 to purchase.
Some years ago, a crack commando comedy unit were given jobs above their pay grade. These men promptly were put on leave and escaped to an underground podcast stackade in an unknown location. Today, still unwanted by big media, they survive as comics of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and you can find them, you can listen to Guns Blazing.
Attention, Guns Blazing listeners. We're about to raw dog your ear holes, so buckle up, get a cocktail. Uncle Todd's been solving murders. My skin is dark as fuck right now because it's summer. We're grilling, we're chilling. Grab a cocktail, let's get into this episode.
Let's go.
Todd, we're just trying to live, man. We got Jared That's here. It. I am dressed up. I just took my lady out on a little date.
Oh, nice.
Okay, we went to dinner. We had cocktails beforehand.
Nice.
And I'm just living it up, you know?
Hey.
My lady's she likes tequila, Todd. Now, I'm 90% a vodka drinker, but we're out here living in these streets. I like to enjoy a little tequila. I got to grab a Corona. I'm a Corona guy at the bar. It makes me feel – we're always by the beach somewhere. Most of the spots we go to are by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to drink Corona at the beach. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I'm at the beach, and it's my favorite beach beer outside of any beer that would buy episodes of $20 Chef or Guns Blazing.
My favorite beach beer is also the Corona. I just don't know how you're going to beat it. I mean, it's just refreshing. I don't drink it unless I'm in the hot ass sun.
Okay. You know what, though? I'll say this, though. I would like to direct my attention to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation.
Uh-oh.
Their automated work zone speed enforcement violation notice I got today. 75 PACS, weird S 3369, Penny Turnpike. It looks like I'm the registered owner of a vehicle that exceeded the posted speed limit in a work zone.
Wow. Well,
guess what, though, Todd? There was nobody at work.
How much were you over?
I may or may not have been got caught slipping. I pumped the brakes from 85, got her down to 69 when I saw the little thingy. And now it's 69 to 55. But guess what? It was a warning, $0 fine.
The speed camera got you that much over and it gave you a warning?
Well, here's the deal. I thought it was just one of those things that, like, it'll just tell you you're going too fast. I didn't know they were taking the extra step of printing out a warning and sending it to me, letting me know that they caught me slipping. And it's very clearly me, Todd.
I wonder if it's because you had local plates while you got a warning. Because here's what just happened to me. I got notified by the folks at Black Mountain Media who rented the car that I was driving the entire time I was in New Orleans. They got a ticket sent to them from a speed camera in a certain area of New Orleans. While I was driving, 24 in a 20.
Are you kidding me?
4 miles per hour over. And I said, fuck them. I'm never going back to New Orleans, first of all. They can't solve murders, but they'll fucking ticket the fuck out of you. So never going back there. But I said, I'll pay it. And they were like, no problem. They did say it was a non-moving violation, so I guess they're giving you some slack there because it's not going to hurt your license, whatever. But can you imagine if they're ticketing people for four over and that's a major tourist fucking city. They're probably sending out 1,000 of those a week.
Just fucking racking it up. Day.
Which means their number one industry is tourism, and their number two industry is ticketing tourism.
I thought you were going to say butt fucking, because that's what they're doing to people.
Fuck yeah.
If you work for the state of Louisiana and you are in charge of sending out tickets to people doing 4 miles over the 20 and they're doing 24, if you listen to this podcast and that's who you are, get off our feed. Hold on.
If attention, fuck faces. If you work for the state of Louisiana and you're passing out tickets to Uncle Todd, eat a bowl of shit. Get off our feet.
Here's how chicken shit it is, how cowardice it is, because they know no cop is going to walk up to a car and fucking give you a ticket for four over.
Yep.
But now there's no cop. It's just a fucking thing you get in the mail from a fucking camera. And you know they set the parameters on there, how fast over the ticket. And they have that shit set up, I'm guessing, 1 mile an hour over.
I'm getting heated up today.
I fucked the Louisiana purchase. We never should have fucking bought that thing. I know it was a good deal, you know, because it was swampland and you got a good price on it. Uh-huh. But fuck them.
Especially when they're still trying to make fucking profit off. Like, they're still paying that off with your four miles. And how much you had to pay? What was the price on that?
I didn't even ask. I just said, fuck it, I'll pay it. And they're like, no, don't worry about it. They're laughing about it. But I'm like, four fucking over. Hey, nothing against Archie Payton. Nothing against fucking Drew Brees. But fuck New Orleans.
I got an idea. Why don't you guys get some fucking hot, soapy bucket of water? Maybe throw a little bleach in there. Go to Home Depot. Nah, fuck Home Depot. It's too expensive. Get on Amazon. Buy yourself a 10-pack of mops. And just go on down Bourbon Street and get a little scrub in. Everybody pitch in. Have a big fucking scrub-off party and try to get that street to smell relatively walkable. That's why everybody shit-canned in that town, is because they can't stand the goddamn smell without being shit canned. That's how you walk down Bourbon Street. Hey, babe, can you do me a huge favor? Can you bring me that Yingling that's in the refrigerator? There was one in there. I'm saying this right now. I might move down to Louisiana, run for fucking office. I might run for office, and I'm cleaning that damn town up. And I don't mean that in a basic bullshit political way that these politicians say, Todd. I mean, I'm literally going to help. I'm going to raise money to get a goddamn fleet of mop buckets and a lot of hot soapy water. And I'm going to get down in there and I'm going to scrub that fucking town clean.
They need a fucking giant Febreze. They need a giant light socket and a giant Febreze thing that you plug into it.
Oh, we need like 10. You know those tanker trucks, the 18-wheeler ones, but when they're like double trailers in the back, so it's like a 3-piece truck.
Mm-hmm.
You get the truck and then the 2 or 3 gallon, you know, trailers, but fill it with Febreze. Are you ready? And just dump it out in the streets. Dump.
We need to have jets fly over. You know how ones that fucking the planes that put out forest fires and they drop water on them?
Yeah.
Just constantly flying over for like a month and just dropping Febreze over the whole fucking city.
Bring in the Febreze.
Your homeless people outnumber the fucking tourists at this point.
And here's another thing. Listen, speaking about staying, getting things wet. Guys, you have to make your lady squirt. Now, if your lady hasn't squirted, that means you haven't opened up the correct combination. Okay, you got to do a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and then a little bit to the left, just like a locker in eighth grade. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The combo's there. It's just a matter of, do you know what it is?
You got to put your ear up there and listen for the tumbler.
Yes. Do you know about the tumbler? Put your ear by the clitoris. Listen for the tumbler.
Click, 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 clack. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Now I go right.
Let's click, 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 clack.
Now I go left. And you finish it off. And then you're soaking wet.
And then guess what? Then put some goggles on.
Watch out.
Now, I'm going to help everybody out here. I cracked the code in my lifetime, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make your lady, absolutely go to Gush Town. You need to have the right angle, okay, so that your penis comes all the way out, but all the way right back in every single time. It's the outside of the lips that do it. It's the contact of your listen. I got a lazy eye. I got a beer gut, but I got a shiny helmet, Todd. It's shined up nice. It's a real gladiator level shield shine helmet. Okay, we're talking this motherfucker. I'm ready to get a horseback and attack the fucking dudes from Germania from the side with my dog running next to me with my shiny helmet. You know what I mean? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need that helmet. You need to find the right angle where you got to lay your belly down on her belly or whatever, because it's going to be hard. You need to lay belly to belly, because if you're up off of her belly, it might be harder depending on, you know, just how erect your shit goes, you know, as far as direction. We're talking me. I'm going 0 to 90, cuh, straight up and down. You know what I mean? You need that thing to come out and in every time, but just enough out. You're not winding up. You just need it to come all the way out so that you keep banging the outside of the lips. Mm. And that's where it's at. And you fucking keep going, bro.
So you did it from penetration.
Yeah, but you have to go all the way out, all the way back in.
Not oral.
Yeah, no, this is a straight penny right here. This ain't no oral. This is straight penny. Penetration.
Gotcha.
Full penny.
Gotcha. I've done it through oral.
Okay.
It was Bellagio. Oh, wow. It was Ballsy Bellagio. Move. Just fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just got to, you got to gauge when it's about to happen so you can fucking, you know, you can parry to the left and just let it right.
That's what I like about going full penny is because there is no stopping. You know what I mean?
Do you know it's happening or you just feel it?
When you feel your nuts get a little bit warm from a lot of splish splashing, it's showtime. You know it's fucking popping off, and that's when you put the that's when you do the old Fast and the Furious, and you downshift right into sixth gear, and you fucking move right through. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's on. And then if you want to talk some shit all week, if you want to be a little bit extra of a smart ass, do less chores. Guess what?
That's the time to do it.
That's the time to do it.
Because you got store credit.
Store credit. Great analogy there, Todd. I wish I could break character right now and discuss that. That's why I'm going to be honest. That's definitely easily out of the fucking 50 something episodes we've done here. Definitely a top three of favorite analogy you've ever busted out of your asshole right there.
I guess
when you make your lady squirt, you could fuck up that week because you got store credit.
That'd be a good rap song, I feel like.
You know why?
If it's all about making a girl squirt, but you call it store credit.
Store credit.
And then.
Mm-hmm. See, the thing is that most guys aren't taking the time to figure out that combination.
No.
You know, they don't worry about tumblers. And that's why they tumble in and out of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're the guy making your lady absolutely crush it like a fire hose, you know, like the planes that swoop down over the wildfires and just drop a big humongous load of orgasmic gush, you are being thought about in post you a lot more than most dudes are.
I think so.
Because the other dudes aren't doing that.
No.
I don't care how much more of a gentleman, I don't care what this fucking superhero does that you didn't do. If you're taking your lady to Gush Town, I'm gonna tell you what, that woman, it's gonna take her a while to change her address from Gush Town to wherever she moved into fucking Mayberry or whatever.
And it's funny to watch them like get up and go to the bathroom afterward because their legs aren't working yet.
Yeah.
So they kind of look like, I don't know, you know, someone that just, you know, you ever see someone like dump their motorcycle and then get up and try to walk for a minute? It's like that. Or it's like a baby deer when it first
giraffe.
Comes out.
Yeah, giraffe.
Baby giraffe. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, that's another thing. Listen, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. We will be selling guns blazing helmets for guys to purchase for their lady so that after they take them to Gush Town, they can get to the bathroom. And if they fucking drop down due to unforeseen issues in the knee department, because you fucking, you're an absolute savage of a human. And she goes down. Guess what? Helmets on. She's safe.
Helmets on.
Those hotel.
Put this on before you pee.
Yeah, those hotel dresser corners can be sharp, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and head over to gunsblazingpodcast.com. Head to the merch section. Scroll down the sex toys, and there's going to be the sex toy helmet. And there's nothing kinky about it.
On her way to pee, she hits her head on the corner of her dresser and dies. No cop is ever going to believe you when you're like, why? I made her squirt. She tried to walk.
Yeah.
She tried to walk too fast without recovering.
And then this is all you're going to hear from then on out.
Go ahead and put your hands against the wall. If you have any weapons, please drop them down. We're entering the building.
Like you're done.
I didn't do anything. I just made her squirt.
Sure, pal. Sure you did.
You know?
You can come look at the sheets.
Okay, that's when the guy's like this.
Okay, no problem, man. Listen, just go ahead and put your hands up and come out of the building backwards with your hands behind your head. Interlock your fingers and we'll figure it out, man. It's not a big deal. Come out here. We'll talk it out. If it's all just a misunderstanding, we'll head to the donut shop. You can head home and everybody's good.
You know how they always fuck with you
to
make you think like it's going to be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing goddamn well you're going right to jail.
And then one of the cops comes in and slips on the floor because it's just covered. It's just fucking slippery.
Drenched.
And then he's got his finger on the trigger because he doesn't have good discipline.
Of course.
And then boom, a round goes off through the wall, hits one of the lady staying in the next room.
Yep.
She's having sex with her dude who doesn't know how to fuck. And then she gets shot.
Yeah. And guess what? The lab, okay? Guess who's coming to the scene? Ballistics. Mm-hmm. They're gonna take a sample of all of the liquid on the ground. Just to be sure, and then when it comes back, 99% pussy juice, guess who's off? You are, my friend.
Yeah.
You are. You're now 100% in the clear. And guess who's in trouble? The cop who didn't buy your story, who slipped into pussy juice and shot the people next door.
One time, I lived in an upstairs apartment, and I was just causing so much squirting. That it eventually damaged the studs in the ceiling and the bed fell to the first apartment while I was at work. I wasn't even home, but it just saturated the studs and then the bed fell.
Luckily, so it's kind of like a thunderstorm in your infrastructure of your home.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the infrastructure.
I called it the summer of squirting because that was just so much squirting.
The summer of squirting 9.
Mm-hmm.
Big squirt, big year for the squirt. That was actually when that's why the number 69 stands out. Is a lot of people don't know that the backstory of the 69, that was the year that we started to really record, because women started to stop being embarrassed about it. For centuries, they were just squirting all around town. But guess what? They were embarrassed by it.
So embarrassed.
1969, Brian Adams shows up. He has the best summer of his life. He starts making girls squirt. They start talking about it. Forums start to happen. Small groups, focus groups, other people gathering to speak on it. You know, they take away the embarrassment. Hey, I squirt. You know, hey, I make my lady squirt. And that's how it went mainstream. And that's why the summer of 69 was hot. And that's why we talk about now, is it a coincidence that the 6 and the 9 look like they're eating each other out? Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. But again, you can't question the universe and its timing.
No, it all comes full circle.
You know what else you can't question?
What's that?
Just to squeeze it in there, Todd. Tomorrow and Saturday, I'm going to be at the Des Moines Funny Bone.
So are you guys going to be there? Because if you're not, you're making a mistake.
If you're in Des Moines, Iowa, just come on out and have a good time.
Say no more. Say no more. I don't know how much people that listen to this show Google the word squirt show.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, squirt on me, squirt mm-hmm. with me, squirt because of me. All these things that you could Google mm-hmm. that you might not want other people to mm-hmm. squirt town, you know?
Yep.
Squirt flirt.
Yep.
All these things.
You don't be Googling all that, Todd, and then someone be able to know. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, those are things you don't want people to see. So I would recommend that if you're going to be Googling a lot of squirt content, that you use IPVanish.
IPVanish all day, Todd. You're talking about a virtual private network, a VPN for short, Todd. A VPN is a super important tool that helps you safely browse the internet, guys.
You can use a VPN on your computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. When you use a VPN, all your data is encrypted. Nobody can see it. What are you reading? What are you searching? What are you watching? Whatever it is you're doing, keep it to yourself.
Are you a guy? Are you an absolute pig? Guess what? Don't worry about being a pig anymore, you little fucking pig. Because you're using a VPN now, guys, okay? You're using IPVanish. And that's important because what you're doing on the internet is no one else's business but yours.
No one.
IPVanish helps you remain anonymous and secure on the internet. You're a pig. Do it in privacy.
For listeners of this show, IPVanish is offering an incredible 65% off. I said it, 65% off, just $3.49 for the first month or $31.49 for the year.
Why don't you come on down from the top of that building? Because I got some good news, buddy. Right now, IPVanish is offering an incredible 65% off. That's just $3.49 for the first month or $31.49 for the year.
Here's everything you get with IPVanish. Anonymous IP addresses. This means your personal IP address can't be tracked by anyone on the web. There are a lot of scary smart motherfuckers out there. And they can hack you.
They sure am. They sure can, Todd, and it worries me. That's why if it's up to me, I'm trying to circumvent any online censorship. That's why IPVanish has more than 1,500 servers in 70-plus locations. Get protection when you're using public Wi-Fi. We know you're out there. You know a lot of you guys got shitty cell phones deals. Your contracts are dog shit. You're out here jumping on these public Wi-Fis like at Starbucks. You know what I mean? Over at the sperm bank. Remember, with IPVanish, all your data is encrypted. So nobody, and I mean no one, can snoop on what you're doing.
No one. 24/7 support. Email them, chat with them, even call them on the phone if you want. They're there to help. And here's the deal. If you go to IPVanish.com/gunsablazing and claim your 65% savings. 65%. They have plans starting at just $349 or $31.49 a year. This is the time to sign up, Sean. Tell them more.
Now's the time to sign up, guys, with our discount and their current promotional offerings. You get a VPN for 65% off the usual offering.
And that's a goddamn steal. IPVanish is the best of the best, rated 4.7 out of 5 on the Trustpilot. And guess what? That's with more than 6,000 reviews. Okay? Hey, Todd, here's what I tell everybody.
Do the math, motherfuckers.
Do the math. Talking about deals. You don't know deals till you listen to this podcast.
This is a fucking, honestly, I think at this point, we deliver the biggest deals in Deal Town, that we're just a goddamn podcast that offers deals. And in the middle, we crack a couple jokes.
We're being nominated for a dealie. So,
you got the email?
Yeah, I got the email.
We're nominated for the... Babe! We're nominated for a Dealey Award. Yeah, that's the most best deals on any podcast award.
It's a very prestigious award.
My lady's pumped.
And we've been nominated. She should be. When we were just going around saving people money.
Oh, my God, dude.
I mean, like never before.
Oh, damn. They really know how to hit me where it hurts. Like my feel goods. And I mean hurt in a good way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, I got two dogs now.
Todd, let's hear about you. Okay, so you sent me a picture today of two lovely, very good-looking golden retrievers. And I said, is this a mirror? Is this an app? Or does Todd suddenly have twin dogs? Like, why are these dogs there? Whose dogs are these dogs? And then Todd, now break it down. What's going on with your new dog situation?
Bo and Wrigley. Bo's the older one. Wrigley's like three. I don't know how old Bo is, but he's got a white face. So he's probably pretty good, pretty far up there.
Okay.
But this is my lady's brother's dogs. He, long story short, has to move and move into an apartment for his job and can't take the dogs. So what happens? Uncle Todd, dog guy, boom.
Big dog guy.
Two golden retrievers. That's what I got now. How long am I going to have them? I don't know. I'm fostering them. Could it be forever? Probably.
Yeah.
Could it not be? No.
Babe.
It's going to be forever. No way.
That's going to be a long time.
These dogs are awesome.
This cat is going to keep on fucking yelling in the background when I open the door. One second here, Todd. I'm just pumped for your dogs. I love that you got your doggies, and they looked awesome.
Well, the best part about it is my Wi-Fi is called Dog Squad. So it didn't make any sense. People were coming over when there weren't any dogs anymore, and they were like, why is your Wi-Fi Dog Squad? And I have to tell the whole story. My Wi-Fi is called Dog Squad because I had three dogs at one time. Now I don't. Well, now Dog Squad is my Wi-Fi. It fucking works again.
It makes sense again.
I'm happy about it.
You know,
I was going to have to go get two more than one dog anyway, because it's not a squad if you just have one dog.
No, it's just a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Squads minimum two dogs. Now listen, technically in a court of law, they could call you out for squad with only two dogs. But considering you had three dogs, and not only three dogs, one of them was like fucking 900 pounds.
Yeah, it was like two.
It was literally a dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, a horse. Yeah, man, it was almost a horse. Great dogs. You had three big ass awesome dogs, and that's a squad. Mm-hmm. But guess what? When you have a life shift in the relationship department, the last thing you're going to do is change your goddamn Wi-Fi name because you no longer have a squad of dogs.
Yeah, exactly. That was my point. I kept telling her, we're going to have to get dogs. The Wi-Fi says Dog Squad. We're stuck. We have to get dogs. And she kept saying, no, I'm allergic to dogs, blah, 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 blah. And next thing you know, when her brother needs a little helping hand, what happens? Now we need dogs.
Suddenly, Todd, the goddamn Wi-Fi network makes sense again.
Bing.
And again, you have to ask yourself, man, is that the universe talking to me? Should we have known that somehow, in some way, the universe was going to give you another squad of dogs?
Mm-hmm. And you know what you would think? Golden retriever, right? Golden retriever. This dog's two things. It's golden and it's a retriever. It retrieves. It goes and gets things and it brings them back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not true. They're golden. They skipped the retriever gene. You throw the ball, they go get it, and they just run away.
I mean, on some level, the retriever, there has to be golden retrievers ain't retrieving shit. I mean, there's just the odds say so. Just because it's in the name, a personality of a dog can easily outweigh their genetic compound of wanting to go and get stuff and bring it back, whatever it is, you know, whether it's a ball or a fucking ducky, you know, I mean. Let's say one of your dogs been eating edibles. I'm not retrieving shit if I'm a dog, and I'm balls deep in a brownie. You know,
I think we have to ask ourselves: is the retriever been bred out of the golden retriever? You know, it's been a long time. Things change. Species evolve. Is the retriever in the golden retriever gone?
Or at least is it? I think that the analogy here is, let's say, the big Great Barrier Ice Reef in Atlanta, in Antarctica. Okay, is it cracking? Is it melting? Yes. Are sea levels rising? Yes.
Or is our planet
dying? Ice down there? Yes. Is there? Is it still doing its thing down there? Yes. But is it doing less than it used to? You're goddamn right. And statistics and studies show, especially after 2 days of having two new doggies, that Todd's dogs aren't retrieving like other golden retrievers used to retrieve.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And after that's been said, I'm going to go ahead and put this microphone down and open this mother, this sweet, sweet Jesus of a three chi brownie, 50 milligrams, Todd.
Look at that. I had my favorite pie today, and I wish I would have eaten a gummy about an hour before I had that pie, because I haven't had a piece of homemade lemon meringue pie at like a home cooking restaurant in probably 17 years. And I was like, fuck, it's great. It was delicious, but I should have been like gummy fucking hungry. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? That's my favorite pie in the world. Maybe it's number two, key lime pie, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on me. I should have went and got some gummies, ate them an hour before I was going to go there. That's on me.
That's on you.
I wasted it.
That's okay. There's always going to be more pie. And I think I ate too much of this brownie. Luckily, we're at least halfway done, so I think I'll be good.
What's it take him? 20 minutes, 30 minutes to kick in? Something like that?
I'll say 30.
30?
I will keep everybody posted on Monday's episode. Wait, on Thursday's episode.
Thursday's episode.
Because this is Tuesday.
I'm going to have the Fruity Pebble treat out of mine after this podcast.
That's a nice move by you. It was a nice move by them. The packaging is also wonderful.
After I edit, so I don't fuck anything up.
Yeah. Well, you're going to want to start right when you want to eat it while you're editing, so that it hits you when you're done.
Right when I'm done.
Yeah, it's timing. It's like throwing a fucking touchdown pass, 40 yards. You're throwing it to the 10, even though homeboy's only at the 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta let him catch up to it. You gotta lead him.
Lead him. Lead yourself. Mm-hmm. You're throwing your stoneness downfield, even though that you're still in the middle of your route.
I'm throwing the high downfield.
Yep.
Plenty of arc.
Hail Mary.
It meets me. What, 30, 40 yards from now?
Yes. Guess what's going to happen?
Right here in the bread basket.
Right. The touchdown is the finish line of you had done being at you being done editing, and your shoes are off and only maybe one of your socks are on. You know what I mean? Your glasses, like one of them is a little bit dirty on your good eye, though it's clean, so you can't really tell. You catch the ball on the couch and fucking hit play, cuz.
What's your favorite pie?
My favorite pie. Such a tough one. I love cherry pie. Ooh. And I love chicken pot pie. So those are my two.
Have you ever had a shepherd's pie?
Oh, yeah. I love a shepherd's pie, but it is definitely second place to the pot pie.
Yeah. It's hard to beat a good homemade pot pie.
And you have to understand, I mean, shepherds were busy doing a lot of other stuff. They didn't really have the time needed to really perfect the shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Like those who invented the chicken pot pie. Like the chicken pot pie was the goat of the shepherd life. And the pie was the number two of the shepherd's pie. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Well, and the chickens had an advantage. You know, they were getting high. That's, of course, where they got the name, the chicken pot pie.
Yeah. They used to call it chicken pot high pie.
Chicken pot high pie, and they dropped it. They shortened it. Everything gets shortened after you throw it around and it gets popular enough.
Yep.
But the shepherd's pie, you're right. Like people were a little hard on the shepherd's pie right away. And the shepherds were like, listen, from dusk to dawn, I'm moving livestock from one point to another. And I'm making pies. Could I make better pies if I didn't have to move sheep from one point to another all day?
On foot with just a stick and a beard?
I mean, come on.
Fuck, man. Get off my back.
Come on.
So let me tell you something. You know, so I might have to, now that we've really dove down into the shepherd in the pot of pies, I almost have to give. Now, the flavor profile on the pot pie is still superior. But when looking back at the level of responsibility of the shepherd, for him to still have a recipe that he created clearly in his spare time that would go on and move to being named a pie. Because let's be honest, throughout the dawn of time, what other pies are there that aren't sweet? Chicken pot and shepherd's.
I think that's the only ones, right?
Oh.
Jared, Google other
food pies.
Pies that aren't sweet. Like that, like, are entrees. Like pies that are entrees.
Entree pies. Pie entrees.
Pie entrees.
Nothing sweet. No fucking chicken.
I'm done with shepherd's pie unless Sam Shepard makes it. If Sam Shepard makes me a shepherd's pie, I'll eat it. Just because, come on.
Are there any athletes with the name Shepherd?
Oh, good point.
That can make a fucking shepherd's pie?
I don't think there's any pro athletes with the last name Shepherd.
I mean, that's got to be full commitment. If your name is Shepherd of any sort and you can make a shepherd's pie. Like if I go to a guy named Clay Shepherd's house and he was a linebacker for the Steelers and he goes and I go, what's for dinner? And he goes, shepherd's pie. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Dang.
What commitment by you?
I love that people's last names used to just be what they did for a living.
Yeah.
How lazy were fucking people passing out last names back then? They were just like, hey, well, they didn't have last names at first. The first people, they were just like, hey, what's your last name? And they're like, what do you mean? I only have one name. And they're like, well, you're supposed to have two names. And they're like, well, I don't think people have two names. And they're like, what do you do for a living? I'm a carpenter. Boom. You're John Carpenter. And there, that's how you got your name. Why is it not even still that way?
Yeah. I don't know.
Then
I
mean, we would know immediately what everyone does for a living. Because when you were introduced to them, you'd be like, hey, this is my friend, Sean Comedian. And then you would know, fuck, this guy's a comedian. All right, here's some other entree pies.
Okay. And let's go back to the guy whose last name was Carpenter after this.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Farmhouse pork and apple pie. Never heard of it. Fuck that.
I think it's kind of his fruit pie, though.
Mini shepherd's pie, still within the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, here we go. The chicken.
Beef stew skillet pie. I would eat the fuck out of that.
My dick just got hard.
Mushroom and sweet potato pie?
Pot pie.
All the roots?
Never heard of any in a restaurant.
Puffy pastry chicken pot pie looks delicious.
Okay, that looks nice. Look, that's a croissant style topping. I like that. Pot pie, shepherd's pie. The top pies that aren't pies. You know what I mean? That aren't sweet.
A quiche is kind of a pie.
A quiche can be, but guess what though? It's too, the quiche big time the pie by not taking the word pie in it.
I know.
I mean, now listen, with a name like quiche, you gotta know it's gonna be trying to fucking big time people.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
you're dancing. A pie, pal. You're a pie.
If your name's quiche, you're a diva. All this is making me hungry.
You're a douchebag.
I don't know that, like, anything that we just went through, like, I don't think those pie entrees are necessarily healthy habits. If you have an entree pie habit, I'm not sure that's a real healthy dietary habit.
That's the thing, though. It's so hard. Like, people get stuck in their routines, Todd.
I know, man. When we try to get healthier, we tend to think of the pasta we've had to hold ourselves back from instead of focusing on giving ourselves more of what our bodies need, you know? That's why I would always suggest using Noom. It's just,
you got it. Dude, you know what? Because here's what I love about Noom, okay? Mm-hmm. It's that, listen, for me as a guy, I'm 42. I know I don't look a goddamn day over 39, but we try to get healthier. You know, we tend to think of the pasta, you know, we have to hold ourselves back from instead of focus on giving ourselves more of what our bodies need. And and the problem is that it's how we think, it's how we act, it's what's in our brain, our routines. Noom uses a psychologically based approach to help us change our mindset for good. Because guess what? Building better habits means a more sustainable journey to better health. That's what Noom does, Todd. They're getting us locked in. They're rewiring our brains
rewiring.
To eat properly.
I mean, that's what it's about. It's about a lifestyle, right? It's about your habits. There's no reason for you to just take on the whole mountain of wellness at once.
No, man. What are we doing here? Just
start where you are. Where are your feet right now? Look down. Yeah. Where are your feet right now? How about you start there?
Yeah. And here's the deal. With Noom, you'll take a path toward better health one step at a time. We don't expect you to drop down, start fasting and fucking doing keto and doing the no carb and only drinking water and blah, 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 blah. Listen, with Noom, we just want you to get healthier one step at a time. And their psychologically based approach helps you change your mindset rather than demanding a whole new lifestyle. Guys, get in on this. This is Noom. Okay, rewire your brains. That's where it's at. You know what I mean?
This is my favorite thing about Noom. What I've gotten from it is less food waste. Dude, I don't know how to cook for one person. I don't know how to cook for two people. I only know how to cook for seven. Every time I would make a meal, it's for seven people.
Yep, sausage and potatoes for the whole neighborhood.
Let's go. Now, with Noom, I shop better. I have a better understanding of my cravings. I'm not seeing food not as bad food. You know what I mean? Like typically what you would think of, oh, that's bad food. I don't see it that way anymore, man. I'm sharing. I'm physically active for almost a 50-year-old man.
I came to your house last time, and you had been on the Noom program for about, I think, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You were on it was like your whole brain had been changed. I come in, you're on your treadmill, you're on mile three. You know what I mean? You had already had a great breakfast with all of the nutrients. You were putting in your workout and you're just focused. And that's why you look so lean and trim right now, Todd.
Look at me. I mean, I'm wearing a three button.
You look cute as shit. If I was gay, I'd come at you right now. I'd come at you if I was gay.
Whatever you call these shirts, you know? I got that on now because I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I have energy. You know what? I'm hiding a lot inside, internally in me.
And you know,
food makes me feel good. You know, it's what keeps me from pulling dudes out of their car windows in traffic. And Noom just takes that to a whole new level. A healthier life doesn't mean sticking to someone else's strict ass rules. It means having more knowledge to build a smarter, more sustainable habit.
It is. You know, you get to feel almost more empathetic. You know, it's more flexible for your lifestyle, easy to log food and see your progress. That's what we're doing here. This is weight loss and taking over your body is an absolute job. It's a mindset. It's so much work. So let Noom take you for the ride. Let them fix your brain. Let them help you along your journey. You know what I mean? Let them customize a program for you based on your personal goals. And this is how you know that Noom is real and it's here to stay. 80% of Noom users finish the program and over 60% stuck with their goals for at least a year. That's real progress.
Most like dietary shit that you try to adopt and bring into your life is what I call stress inducing.
Oh, with yeah.
Noom, taking care of your health is empowering. That's the difference. There's no need to fear ruining the whole program with one off day. Oh, no, I got to start all over. Noom will help you get back on track right away. All you need is 10 minutes a day. That's the investment. 10 minutes a day. It fits right into your life on your terms. No grueling early mornings or huge chunks out of your day. That's over with Noom.
I'm tired. Obviously, you know we're here at Deals Town. You know people only come to this podcast for the deals. They don't even come for the content.
We're nominated for a Dealy Award.
A Dealy. Hello. That's our third nomination for a Dealey Award. And guess what? That doesn't stop. Here with Noom, you can start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Right now, guys, sign up for your trial at Noom.com/gunsblazing. That's Noom.com/gunsblazing. And there it is. I mean, listen, you want to get healthier. You want to lead a cleaner lifestyle. We've got the key for you. It's just a matter of, are you going to take the key, put it in the goddamn lock, and go through the door of progress?
Take the key, Tommy Locksmith. That's a guy who got a name because of his job. He was the first locksmith. Now there's a whole, and then you know what they did? There was a locksmith, there was a blacksmith, and then they're like, let's just combine all of them to Smith. They took away the first part, and then it, like, I don't know what kind of smith you are, bro.
I don't either.
What kind of smith are you?
What are you, bro? You a Smith & Wesson? Are you a fucking pistol? I don't even know, bro.
Are you making swords? Are you unlocking doors? I don't even know what kind of smith you are.
Are you forging steel, pal?
Jesus.
Are you hammering away? Do you have a mask on? Is something red hot? Is it metal? Are you hammering away to sharpen it? Guess what? I knew a guy, Todd. Last name Carpenter. He was so into the whole thing, he named his goddamn son Woodrow. Woodrow. Come on, guy.
Woodrow Carpenter.
And that guy grew up to be the president of the United States. So you tell me.
Want to go back to the day when someone would say, I want you to meet Mary Prostitute. And I'm like, boom, right away. I know. All right. I'm not going to mess with Mary. Because I don't need what she's got, you know?
Even back then, we knew.
Mm-hmm.
We knew.
We should all be named by our vocations. That's what I'm saying. I wish we could go back to the old days.
By the way, just a little update on a previous episode. I just got off the phone with a couple of manufacturers in China. Not Wuhan, because I will not work there, because the disease did come from a lab there. Mm-hmm. Now, I have been working with several retailers outside of Wuhan, not in Wuhan, but in China. Truck butts are on their way.
Here we go.
You guys better get ready for the launch of the truck butt. Wheels are in motion. Okay. Wheels are in motion. Truck butts are coming. It's the same as truck nuts, I told these guys, but with less wrinkles. Smooth them out. Now they're truck butts. Just wanted to keep everybody in the know on that.
Sand down the mold. Smooth it out. And we got buttons. It's a tiny investment.
It's such a small thing.
We can reuse the same molds. Everybody's past the truck nuts. They're going to get excited about the truck butts.
And we're coming out with pink and purple to start, because our target market right now are women who have vehicles. Women want truck butts.
Women are into trucks now. You know, I see women driving trucks all the time. Ford just came out with a little bitty truck. I forget what it's called. The Maverick. The Ford Maverick. Look it up. It's coming back. It's like the size of the S10. It's smaller than a Toyota Tacoma, and it starts at a base price of $20,000.
Do we have a new sponsor that I'm not aware of? Listen, if Ford's going to come out with a new – I was a fan of the S10.
I was too.
People knew I loved the – dude, in 2000, people would say, yo, Latham loves the S10, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted an S10.
I did too. I had one of those small Nissan pickup trucks. The Sahara. The Nissan Sahara. It was a manual transmission. It was white. Had pinstripe all the way down. It was, it was lowered from the guy I bought it from with these sweet-ass chrome rims on it. Come on.
Todd had a lowered truck? Mm-hmm. That's fucking news to me. That is monster news to me. That Todd McComas, an Indiana hillbilly from Shelbyville, fucking Indiana, okay, lived the life of random jobs until he went to the military, got out, fucked around doing some print stuff for a while, got a job, started being a police officer. The guy had a lowered truck.
These are the pages of my life.
There they are. And I'm going to be honest, that was about 600-700 pages.
600 or 700 pages.
Do the math.
That book runs deep.
Do the math.
Right now, if someone was to approach you and say, Sean, we'd like to write a biography on your life, what title would you use?
I'm going to go with Do the Math for 100, Alex.
Nice.
That was the math. You hear the math? That's actually just a bunch of chips. Oh, look at Todd. Oh, the math.
I just did the math. It adds up.
Do the math, guys. Listen, you know what? Just tell people that. And I want everybody to listen to this podcast this week. Just a little insider tip for us and you. Before next Tuesday's episode drops, please use the term to somebody. Just throw it in a conversation somewhere. Just yell out. Just say it. Do the math. So that when you say it, it's an inside joke with us and everybody else listening, except for you can't tell nobody because you sound like a fucking Momo. Mm-hmm. But you know what's funny. We know what's funny. They know what's funny. Do the math on this, guys. Do the math somehow.
If a book company approaches me tomorrow and they're like, Todd, we want to write a biography on your life. What do you want us to call it? And I'm going to say, here's what you call it. Biography. Biogra-me. Boom.
And then I'm going to say, then ask me, I'm going to say, Biogra-we.
Oh, three lines. Biography, Biogra-me, Biogra-we. And it's how to fix the world. It's not only a story about my life, it's also a lesson for the rest of the world to learn how to heal and come together and not cause an apocalypse.
You know what that was? That was an echo because I whistled into how deep this hole was. I saw how deep you were going to get. And I whistled 6 minutes ago and it just echoed. That's how fucking deep it is.
It's also a warning call for an upcoming New York Times bestseller.
Also, this will be at Philadelphia at the Helium Comedy Club July 1st, Thursday night, guys.
Are you going? You're in Philly. Are you guys going? Are you guys going to Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia? Because if you're not, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Completely Guess wrong. What? We'll be there. Guess what else? Fort Wayne, September. Guess what else? Louisville, August. Gear up. Save up. If you're married, if you work on the point system with your wife, if you need to build up points to go out and do something, start building up points. This is for the married guys. We're only telling you about our shows in August, September, because we know a lot of dudes have to build up points. It's how it works.
It's called store credit.
Store credit. Build up some store credit, guys, okay? If you got some bitch-ass homies that want to go out the week before our show, tell your buddies to fuck off. You'll see them at the club.
You know how it feels to walk into Dick's Sporting Goods when you know you got a big-ass store credit already because they fucked some shit up or whatever, and you're like, I got $400 store credit. You walk in there with a whole nother attitude, like you fucking own that place.
Oh, man.
That's what happens after you send your lady to Gush Town. You walk back in. You get home from work and you walk in that house that day. You feel like you're walking into Dick's when you got a gigantic store credit.
I went into Dick's the first time because I thought it was where you go stand on a stage and you talk about your dick. Like, I thought it was like a showcase. And then I go, oh, well, it's not like a place to showcase cock stories. Dick's. I figured I was going to go and there was going to be a bunch of sporting stuff for dicks. Like, whatever sport your dick could play.
Yeah. Like Dick Sports.
Yeah, like Dick Sports. I thought it was Dick's. Sporting, like Dick's Sporting Goods, like sporting goods for dicks that play sports.
This is you play Dick Sports. It's Dick Sporting. I get it. And these are the goods for Dick Sporting.
I'm not saying that I can't bat 250 and wiffle ball. You know what I mean? With mine. I'm a slightly shorter than the yellow bat.
Yeah.
But I'm still hitting double and triple from time to time.
I have the same girth as the yellow bat.
Yeah, you do. I saw you smack a kid at a house party one time in fucking 09.
I mean, can I two-hand grip and no, but
you only need that one arm, that one grip, that one hand.
I can like spread my index finger and middle fingers apart and make a V and come in sideways and stack the V's the finger V's on top of each other and then swing it. I can do that.
Don't you hold your penis like a cigar when you pee? That's what I understand.
I do. I hold it in the
you
in
do the whole
V.
Like in between the index and the middle finger.
Yeah.
Like the middle finger goes low and then the index finger goes high and then the thumb curls up under, and that's how
you
go potty.
It's like I'm holding
that's how you do potty.
It's like I'm holding a cigar. Like a big cigar.
Yeah. Do you have, how many kids do you have to have before you're a grown man that says you got to go potty? At least 2 to 3 kids before you get the full pass.
I think because
I can't say that if I'm at a house party or if I'm at a bar and I go, "Hey, I'll be right back. I got to go potty." Like someone could punch you in the face randomly from a bottle from the table over.
Or they think you have like you're from Boston and you're like, "Hey." I gotta go potty. And they're like, "We are pottying."
Yeah. Good point. Again, man. I mean, the fact that this show is free is goddamn mind-boggling.
Another deal. Let me put us in. We're probably getting another fucking Dealey Award for just
here we go.
Just
welcome to Deal Town.
Just for not charging fucking admission for every time somebody gets to listen to this.
I'll tell you what. When I walk my dog, I have bags on me. I got the little thingy on the leash. I got several bags. My dog could take 46 shits and I'm ready. You know,
you got a whole, like a whole sleeve of them. You just pull them out.
Yeah.
Like the bow, the quiver that holds your arrows for your bow. And you just reach back and pull out a new one.
Exactly. Also did not know that that little pouch had a name and it was called Quiver. We all learned something new, but my secret wish and want is that somebody will see me waiting when my dog cocks down to take a fat dumpski, and then I'm waiting to pick it up like a gentleman, and I'm looking around. I don't really look at my dog while she's taking the dumpski. I look off into the distance, let her have a little privacy, if you will.
Wait a minute. You let your dog poop, and you let the poop hit the ground? You don't catch it?
No.
Come on.
Are you a catcher?
Yeah, I catch it. I put the bag out and I hold it like over, like I press it up tight against the, then they just poop in the back.
Oh, like a vacuum.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I do. I want to invoke trouble. I'm waiting for somebody to see the turds drop on the ground and then tell me, "You better pick that up because I'm waiting, bro." To open hand smack someone in the face. Now, if a guy starts trouble with me about my dog taking a dump in their yard when I have full 100%, whatever the word is, to pick the I'm gonna pick it up. I will not ever leave my dog shit. Even if I had only one bag and my dog took two shits, I would feel so terrible. I would still go back and pick up the turd. You're goddamn right, dude. You know what? I might even pick it up in my hand.
Right?
But in your most pocket. Times, if I'm in a hurry, I'll pick it up in my hand, put it in my pocket, you know. But I secretly waiting for someone to Karen me, but like a guy, so that I can, when he tries to tell me to pick up my dog shit, when I have full intention of doing it, I can open hand slap him in the face. And for that purpose, I walk around with a handful of baby powder when I walk my dog.
When we get really big and we get 1,000 YouTube subscribers, I'm going to hire a guy to walk beside me and carry the poop bags and pick the poop up when my dog poops.
I respect that because that's just you big time in it. Now, listen, you're not a big time guy. Like, I know that Todd wouldn't change if he was a millionaire or who he is now, which is not a millionaire. But...
Not even close.
Not even in the realm of the ballpark, but that's not the point.
A thousandaire.
But here's the deal. Todd wouldn't change that much. All he'll do is be picking up more tabs than he already picks up. But the one thing he's going to splurge, a dude to roll with him on walks with Wrigley and...
Bo.
Now, is Bo a reference to Bo Jackson, and Wrigley is obviously a reference to the field, Wrigley Field?
You know, I didn't even ask. I mean, I know Wrigley is because Wrigley came with the Chicago Cubs collar. on. Now, Bo has a Notre Dame Fighting Irish collar, which I'm a fan of, and I'm trying to think, I'm probably just fucking a big idiot right now because...
Who's the Cubs player that was named Bo or something?
Well, it's probably a Notre Dame guy. Bo.
Bo Jackson played at Auburn.
Yeah, Notre Dame. It's Bo Johnson, I bet. He plays lacrosse.
Oh, that's probably never Bo Johnson.
At Notre Dame.
I was never a big lacrosse guy. And then when Notre Dame signed Bo so-and-so from at Notre Dame, when they signed him for the lacrosse team, me and the boys used to wake up on Friday mornings every single motherfucking week. Okay. And we would get down to the bar at the 7 a.m. bar, and we'd pony up, and we'd watch Bo and the boys play lacrosse.
I mean, he's one of the better lacrosse players. And you probably don't know the positions, Sean, of lacrosse.
But middle, outside.
Bo goalie. Johnson is outside left net stick guy.
Outside left net stick guy, bro. Yeah.
And he's one of the best in the game.
And you know what? Listen, he started off as an attacker, ended up moving to a defender, ended up settling in a midfielder, from what I understand.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Uh-huh. You know, and listen, he didn't. He was never a goalie type of guy. You know, he was an attacker. He was a defender. He was a midfielder. And if you don't know, the midfielder are allowed to play all over the entire lacrosse field. The defender, that's the guy who only protects a goal, while the attacker are responsible for scoring goals.
If I was in charge of torturing people for a criminal organization, I would tie them up and stick popsicles up their butt.
Okay.
And then the rest of the mafia crime family would call me Johnny Popsicle.
Okay.
All right. I think we've done our job here.
Hey, I'll see you in 2 days.
All right. Love you, buddy. Love you, Jared.
Jared, thanks, buddy. Later.